Kia ora, and welcome back to RDU's Burnt Breakfast. I have a packed studio at the moment, which is fantastic, because usually it's just me talking by myself. I have the crew from Fixate Gallery. We've got Jenna and Ruben here. Hello, guys. And then we have the very talented, very magical man himself, special guest Bartek, who is doing a exhibition at Fixate. I would say your last name, but for the life of me, I wouldn't know how to say it, to be quite honest. How is everyone? How are we going this morning?
Good. It's nice to not wake up to a deluge, isn't it? To see the sun shining again is nice.
Yeah, it was a bad start to the week. It was quite rough. And Christchurch is a very flat place as well, which I find doesn't really help.
I actually thought I was going to see some like whales swimming down the Otakato, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, me on my bike's close enough to a whale, to be quite honest. So. No, I'm allowed to say that. I'm talking about myself. Anyway, Bartek, you are doing a exhibition at Fixate.
Yes.
We have actually in the studio right now some of your artwork, which is ironic because we're on radio, because no one can see it. But it's incredible to look at. It's very, very cool. Firstly, really, I just want to ask, how the hell do you do that? How do you do that?
You know, it's a very long process of a few months spending time in my studio. It's cooperating with walls that I made on street in Poland and in Europe. Those are acrylics on canvas. They are varnished, so it's like a little bit piece of fine art thing.
It's incredible to look at, and I don't have the artistic jargon to kind of describe it. Ruben, how would you, in all your infinite knowledge, describe this art?
From the first time I saw Bartek's work, I think it was, 2018, I was blown away. It's got this amazing mixture of dynamic energy, these lines, these shapes, these overlapping shapes, the sense of fragmentation, but then the colours really attract you. You know, there's this amazing ability to combine light and dark into a really evocative kind of mood, and they envelop you. I mean, it literally feels like a collapsing void or another plane that you're entering or even being sort of sucked into. The show title is Escape from Vacation from Reality. You know, I think they really do suggest the idea that you can be just swallowed up and enter another realm, away from you know, our current preoccupations. They have that quality, and that continues to strike me. 4 years later.
Yeah, so, Barty, is that kind of the inspiration, like a bit of escaping from reality?
Well, yeah, yes and no. You know, usually I think about my works as some kind of a mirror. So you can look inside to see something, maybe you, maybe somebody else, maybe your emotions, maybe, you know, to fall down into some kind of oceans of, you know, shapes, diagonal, you know, elements. I don't know. Usually when I paint a canvas, you know, and I look at him at the end, I'm freezing, you know. It's like a moment when you are completely emotionally freeze. It's the same moment when you swim very long in an ocean or climb on a hill,
right.
You know,
yeah.
When you stop thinking about, you know, any, you know, bullshit things, like, you know, like a job things, you know, and you, you know, you've got completely blank, you know, and I think this is my main goal, you know, of this work, you know, to bring happiness, to bring color to the life, you know, to bring some rest.
For all of us.
I think it's most important, you know, in those days, you know, after this horrible 2 years of COVID, you know.
Ruben, I was
just
going to
say, like, one of the things that we briefly talked about online, Bartek, was how I love the fact that your work does all of those things. They provide that serenity, and yet I've also been thinking recently how much they also capture a sense of now. And that doesn't actually mean that those two things don't coexist.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lovely sense of the ability to create a moment of repose. But at the same time, the fracture, the breaking seems so apt for today. And it's almost, in a way, a cure for all of those problems, I guess, that we're seeing, those sort of divisions and those fractures. This is almost something like a solution in some ways in terms of just enveloping ourselves in a sense of calm amongst all the chaos. And I think that ability to do both at once, to evoke something very contemporary whilst being very universal, is an amazing quality as well.
So I'll just pass it to you, Jenna, for a sec, really to kind of explain all the details of the exhibition itself, because that's kind of key, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we're opening Penna's solo exhibition tomorrow night at 5 p.m. At Pixate Gallery. We're located at 54 Holden Street in Sydenham. The exhibition is really special because Penna is able to be here. You know, we've worked in the last week stretching 8 amazing originals. We have 2 beautiful G-clay prints. We have 1 screen print. And we have a self-published book by Penna, which documents his last 6 years as a full-time, you know, artist.
Yeah, right.
And these were printed just before he came here. So we're the first sort of
fantastic books available. Cool.
And, yeah, so come down anytime from 5 p.m. on tomorrow night to view these, and then the gallery's open for the next, the show's on for the next 3 weeks.
You've actually touched on something there I was going to ask about, and that is the book. Could you provide us a bit of insight as to what the book's sort of about?
You know, I think it's some kind of a diary,
Right.
Last 6 years of my, you know, struggling on walls, you know, work in studio, how these two worlds start mixing each other.
Yeah, right.
I think it's very close to the diary, you know, because it's very important because I haven't made any promotion in Europe because I grabbed these books 2 weeks ago, I think, or maybe 3 weeks ago.
Wow,
so it's
right.
quite fresh.
Yeah.
So I didn't think much about what about this book is. And now when we, you know, when I have this feedback, you know, from guys who see it, you know, in Christchurch, I think it's more like a diary.
Mm. Yeah, right. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
And that is available to purchase, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
We have 20 copies here in New Zealand, and each come with a A5 risograph print.
Oh, cool. Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Why would you not pick them up?
Yeah, you'd be silly to. And you're also doing some painting today, I believe?
Yes, yesterday I started painting both sides of Berlin Wall in the centrum of the city.
Cool.
And today I hope I will finish because it's super weather.
Yeah, that's great.
It's an amazing sunny day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's all I get is that one tiny window there, really. that's my weather report for the day. Oh, it looks all right. That's about it. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming on. The art you do is so incredible. It's fascinating to look at.
Yeah.
And kind of you can endlessly look at it, really. And these are just prints, correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it'd be incredible to see the originals. Everyone should really go.
Please come down. Yeah,
please. Yeah. Is there any other details needed to be added?
Just visit the Pixate website if you'd like to learn more.
Cool.
We've got an interview up there with Penna on our blog, and all our opening hours and stuff are all on there. So, yeah.
Brilliant.
We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much for coming on, guys. I love having some artists in here, you know.
You're a work of art.
Oh, stop it. Oh, my God. Yeah, I need that. I need that ego blow up today, to be honest.